What actually launched Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross?
Sing a Song of Basie.
Okay.
The album was number 13 in Downbeat, and Dave and I were starving, literally starving. I mean, we were starving. Dave had an account at Joe's Dinette, and we went over there every night for dinner, and Joe somehow knew we were going to beat something one day, and he put it on his tab, and the tab was about $300 then, you know. But we'd always go over every day and get one meal a day. That kept us alive.
Okay.
Except when somebody invited us out to dinner, then we'd leave Joe alone, you know.
Okay.
So, Annie was rich. She was working on the Patrice Munsell TV show. She was making a lot of money, okay. But she was coming down every day. She'd come down and hang out, you know. After she'd get through shooting the show, she'd come down.
Okay.
In her lovely dresses and, you know, looking all beautiful and everything. She's come down and hang out with us. So one day I pick up Downbeat, and here we are. We got the number 13 album in America. And I said to Dave and Annie, I said, what are we starving for when we got the number 13 album? Why don't we go out and sing and make some money?
Okay.
And I saw the looks on their faces, you know, and they looked at each other, you know, like, this guy sure is, he's either naive or just plain dumb. You know, and I saw this because I'm very quick, you know, and I said, oh, well, you know, okay. So I understood that they understood that this was America and that such a racially constituted group just didn't go out and sing, you know. Just didn't do that. But I've never paid any attention to that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
I've always known what my father said was true. He always taught us. Every man on earth is your brother, and every woman is your sister. And we are all children of the living God. And that is your attitude. No matter what another person's attitude towards you may be, that is your attitude.
That's great.